Do you feel like your brain power is slowing down as you get older? Are you wondering if there's anything that can really put the brakes on the brain power drain? On this video, Sonia Johansson will share how you can change the focus of your physical fitness from simply being building strong muscles and heart to improving your relationship with your body. You can unleash the power of neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to change. So, hi, I am Angela McMillan. I'm a digital marketing coach for embodiment movement professionals and the host of the Let's Get Real Online Movement Festival. So, welcome to Let's Get Real TV. And today, before I introduce my guest, Sonia Johansson, I would like to acknowledge that the land that I'm standing on is the Kaurna land of the Adelaide Plains, and I respect the relationship the Kaurna people have with their country. And remember, stay to the end because we have some special giveaways and you can find out more about the festival. So today I'm chatting with Sonia Johansson, one of the presenters who's sharing their wisdom on change your mind, shaping your dream life through neuroplasticity. Thank you and welcome, Sonia.
Thank you, Angela. I'm really excited to be a part of the festival. It's been amazing hearing from all the other presenters and, of course, our keynote speaker, Susan Hillier, have done some kind of sneak, behind-the-scenes interviews, which have been really interesting. And I just dashed in from teaching two classes in Central Park. It's a beautiful day here in New York City. It's much, much warmer than expected. So, yeah, it's kind of fitting that we're going to be talking about keeping your brain healthy and while keeping your body vibrant and moving as well. I don't hear you. Do you hear me?
Oh, sorry. I was on mute. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties, user error. It really does take a lot of courage to speak on the stage, both virtually here and in person. So thank you for saying yes to the festival, Sonia.
Of course, of course. I think we're all getting better at it. It's like anything, the more you do it, the more comfortable you are doing it.
Exactly. Yes. You build that muscle of courage. Our festival, by the way, everyone, is on from the 10th to the 15th of March. Oh, my gosh, that's this week, Sonia. This week it's opening. I'm so excited. And if you haven't experienced Feldenkrais before, we have a warm-up series of 20-minute lessons happening daily inside the Movement Online Academy, and you can join us for free to experience those lessons. We'll share more about the lesson that we have on today towards the end of this conversation. But first, I would love to ask you, Sonia, who would you like to see in the audience for your presentation? Who is it going to help the most?
Yeah, so I think if you're starting to see changes in your brain power, and you're finding it harder to concentrate, or maybe you're getting forgetful, you're having those senior moments, yeah? And at the same time, you also feel that you're not moving as confidently as you used to, like your joints are getting creaky and your back is really finicky, and you keep putting that down to aging. Well, I think this is the presentation for you. There'll be a lot of information and really practical things, and it'll help you understand that a carefully crafted exercise routine can really build not just a more resilient body, but brain.
Fascinating. So good. And I think there's a lot of people that are experiencing that as we get older, and they do think, oh, it's just age. But there is something we can do about it. So come along. Why did you choose this topic? What's of interest to you about this?
Yeah, well, when I was approaching my 50th a little while back, I sort of paused, stepped back, and it's a real moment where you kind of contemplate your life, everything you've done, all of your achievements. And in that moment, I kind of realized, oh my God, half of my life is behind me. Now, I'm kind of lucky because I have grandparents who really, that they made it into their 90s. No one's cracked 100 in our family yet. But it got me thinking that really half of my life is ahead of me. And there's all of these things I want to do, all of these things I want to accomplish in the second chapter, the second half of my life, as well as like places I want to visit, and not just, you know, from the safety of a, you know, a cruise liner, but actually, you know, hike mountains and, you know, venture into jungles. And so, like a lot of people, I don't have a lot of time to work out. I don't have 3 hours to look after this muscle, that muscle. So I started doing research and trying to find really reliable research, published, peer-reviewed, where how to keep your brain and body in shape and keep your body resilient. So that really got me started, and then I really went down a rabbit hole and came out the other side, thankfully.
I'm so glad you did. And I am approaching my 50th, so I have those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I am training a lot, but it is missing a few key pieces because of knowing you and hearing and experiencing your unique methodology of movement practice. And it's just such a shame that your classes, most of them are at 10 p.m. at night. So
yeah, because of the time difference, it's not an easy fit for you. But I am thinking how to help people around the globe in different time zones. And so I'm working on it because I think it's, well, we'll go into that later, but a 20-minute commitment, it's not such a big chunk of time, and it can really set the tone for your day. Yeah,
exactly. And there is a lot of research, and you don't need to spend hours at the gym to get results. There's so much research out there. So thanks for sharing that. And you have a panel discussion with some awesome colleagues of ours. Do you want to share who's coming on your panel and what you're going to be discussing?
So I've invited my colleague, and actually he was my teacher, Larry Goldfarb, PhD. He's a Feldenkrais teacher trainer, which means he trains other people to become Feldenkrais practitioners. He's also a scientist and a really fine, propagator of somatic movement. And he really has the same knack that Moshe had of taking abstract concepts and making them concrete, and by putting it into a movement experience. And then there's Dwight Pagi, and he's an assistant Feldenkrais teacher, a real, really clever guy as well. And he's got a strong background in sports, and he works with a lot of professional athletes. Yeah. So we do have a title, but I have to say that we're probably going to go down some very interesting pathways with these two guys. They're really funny, and they just know the history of the Feldenkrais method, and they're really applying it daily with all types of people, both high functioning, like I was saying, Dwight works with elite, like professional athletes, and also people, you know, just like you and me, everyday people.
Well, I don't like to consider myself an everyday person, but I guess I am. When you think about it with relation to those two, they're amazing. I can't wait to hear your panel discussion. It's going to be not only entertaining but informative. So come on, guys.
Yeah. I probably won't contribute much. I'll be just more like, you know, in the circus, the lion tamer, just sort of go, okay, let's get back on track.
And we only have an hour, but, you know, maybe we should extend it for a couple hours and see where it goes.
Two-part event.
Two-part, yeah. We didn't cover everything. We need a part two, everyone. Well, let's see what happens on the day. Should be fun. So, again, our festival is on March 10th to 15th. Tickets are $9 for the first 100 people, and they are flying out the door. I opened my emails this morning and there was a whole bunch more ticket sales come through. It's interesting to see when you wake up and, oh, people are coming. So then they go up to full price at 11. So you save $2. I mean, this day and age, like every dollar counts. And there are VIP packages available for lifetime access to the replays. So the $9 tickets gives you a seat in the audience for the 7 days that we're hosting. And then the replays and bonuses and a VIP package, there's all different packages. There's two VIP packages there. So today inside the Movement Online Academy, in about, it's 45 minutes time, we are going to do one of Sonia's beautiful lessons, and it's called Finding Balance by Defining Your Midline. So there's a few people that experienced this last week, because what we're doing is we as the team are doing the lessons for each other, or listening to each other's lessons. And the people that did it last week said it gave me beautiful clarity about parts of myself, and the result is I feel very long and very connected. It was a delicious lesson. I like how soft and gentle it was. I had a bit of a niggly headache and now it's gone. So we want to get rid of headaches too. And I was standing much taller when I stood up. So if you want to feel like that, come and experience Sonia's lesson today inside the Movement Online Academy. And I believe you have something to share with the audience now.
Yeah, I have a little lesson, and I think you might have to put the link in there.
I will. I'll grab it while you're talking about it.
Yeah, it's a lesson that is based on a classic Feldenkrais idea of the pelvic clock. And so that would be familiar to people who've done a little bit of Feldenkrais. And then it uses, there's a big influence from one of my teachers who I work really closely with, Ruthie Alon. We use a kind of magic blanket, a roller out of a hand towel. So, of course, lots of people have equipment in their homes or they go to a gym, but everyone has a hand towel, and you can make a really cool little device that helps make your pelvic action, your spinal action more fluid. So that's a full-length lesson. So if you really is that the full-length lesson? No, it's not. Oh, excuse me. I just got to go get the full-length lesson. So we'll share that, I think, in the comment section.
Okay, great.
Great.
I did forget to throw up the link to join the Movement Online Academy for the free lesson today. So you go to movementonlineacademy.com to join us. If you want to sign up for the festival, I will drop the link to that now too. So, and again, if you know anyone on the panel like Sonia or some of the people that are in the chat, Ralph here, Hi, Ralph, he's saying hi. Lisa's in the chat as well. Sounds wonderful. Looking forward to your lesson, Sonia. We all attend each other's lessons. Yeah. Donna Rose, again. So anyone that you see on this landing page that I'm going to pop up here and you know them and you want to support them, go ask for their affiliate link, because we are running a competition at the moment. Who can invite the most friends and followers in out of the first 100 tickets they're going to win a $1,500 prize. So
go very tempting, very motivating.
Yes. So go support one of the teams so they may win. We've got your link now, Sonia.
Yeah, so it's pelvic clock primer with hand towel roller. There it is.
All right. I'll pop that here. Do you have any last comments or before we?
Yeah, I think sometimes people get a little bit, put off when you talk about the brain, your brain, but of course that's what gets you around, and it's sort of doing a great job of coordinating what's around you and what's inside of you. And the beauty of our sort of somatic work, somatic movement work, is it integrates a lot of the other senses as well. So some people are like, well, I'm not a very good mover. I'm not very coordinated. Well, that's exactly why you should be doing this work. And you might discover that you like yourself a little more, and that's always a great outcome out of these sorts of experiences.
Yeah, so well said. Thank you. So I will see you in just under 45 minutes, 40 minutes time for your lesson, and love to see more of you in the room while we experience these lessons. And you never know, I might unlock all of the lessons. That might happen. All 415 that we've been doing over the last month. Yeah, it's a very good library. And those, you can get the 20-minute lesson series if you buy the VIP package, and that's explained on the sign-up page. Thanks again, Sonia, for joining me today.
Thank you. It's been great.